We are in Simin Shin Nun Hei Sif Aleph. We're in the middle of it. So far, what we learned was the halacha that if you've got a Rishus Hayachid that is next to the Yam, which is a Carmelis, and you'd like to draw water from the Yam or pour water back into the Yam on Shabbos, so the halacha there is that what you need is you have to put a daf. That first you need a mechitza, it says. You make walls, and as if we say good aches, it's as if the walls go all the way down and create that area within the yam. It turns it into a reshus hayachid. And even though this is a mechitza tluya, Chazal said that a mechitza tluya over water does work. That's one thing that's mutter. The other case was if you're on a boat. So there we said that you make a daf, 4x4 tefachim, and make a hole in that, and you can fill from there, and you don't need walls. Chazal said we look at it as if as if this daf bends and becomes like walls. Says the Mechaber now, Vahani milik eshu betoch yud tefachim. That's all talking about where it's within 10 tefachim. Avalim dofnei hasvina gvoim asor me'al amayim. Whereas if the walls of the boat are 10 above the water, motzis is kolshu. All you do is you take out any protrusion from the boat, vosabonek, if you make a hole in it, umamali derech sham, share derech avir mokum ptur hu mamali. The sagi behekers is. So the halachi is that since this is above 10, you're above 10 over the water, over 10 of over a Carmelis is a Malkam Ptur. You're taking from a Carmelis to a Malkam Ptur to a Rishus HaYachid, and that, Chazal said, was Mutter. Now, the Mishtabur explains like this. If the boat itself is not 10 Tfachim high, meaning the walls from the bottom of the boat to the top of the boat is not 10 Tfachim, then the boat itself is a Carmelis. So we must be talking about, and in which case there's no problem of taking water from the yam, which is a Carmelis, into the boat, which is a Carmelis. Well, we always said, we had learned before, that there's no issur in carrying from one form of Carmelis to another form of Carmelis. Now, what if the boat itself is higher than 10, but the boat is submerged in the water, so that the upper walls of the boat are not 10 tefachim above the water? That's where we saw the halacha that you need a daf, that you need something that is 4x4, and then Chazal made it as if they turn into mechitzas. But let's say the walls of the boat are more than 10 tefachim above the water. That's where the Mechaber is telling us that when you pick the bucket out of the water, it goes through a makam ptur. And that's where he says that that's enough. All you need is a ziz. You need any kind of protrusion. Not only that, the mashmas of the Mechaber was that you've got to make a hole in that ziz and pull the bucket up through that hole. Lemaisa, the Mishtabura, says that once you have a ziz there as a heker, Chazal allowed you to go and draw water outside the ziz also. Now, the Mishtabura brings that the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eiger have a problem with this. They say, if you remember, we had a machlokas. Back in the beginning of the halachas of Rishuyas. If you're allowed to carry from one makam derabbanon to another, derech a makam ptur, namely from a Carmelis to a Rishus Hayachid, where the iser carrying is the iser of the hotzam Rishus there, or the achnasa is all a derabbanon. If you do it through a makam ptur, is it mutar asa? There were matirim machmirim. So the Gran and Kiva Eiger both claim that this heter over here is only going according to the shita that it's mutter, but according to the machmirim, it would be yasser anyway. Now this was in order to draw water from the yam. Now we have the other way around. Umei mov, and how about the water from the boat? Yachol lishpoch al dofnei hasfina. You pour them along the walls of the boat. Vehem yardim layam, and they go down into the yam. Delo zorek lulehed yaliyam, elami kocho em boim, kocho bekarmelis lo gazru. If what you're doing is you're pouring it against the edge of the boat, so you're not pouring it directly into a Carmelis, there's no hanach on the edge of the boat. The hanach is when it meets the rest of the water. That is happening derech grama, meaning I'm not pouring directly into it, I'm pouring on the sides, and it is eventually going to collect at the bottom. This is called kocho and kocho, but Carmelis, they weren't gozer. Haga, The ayin lekamon sov simin shin nun zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says that in this previous halacha, pouring along the walls, where we rely on the fact that it's indirect, that it's only kocho, he said that this is without a daf and without a ziz. You don't need anything here. Now further says the Rama, Hago, Beis Svinu Zoetz Al Zo. Also Letaltum Izol Al Zo Elim King Shur Zobazo. O Elim King Him Gvoim and Hamayim Yud. Two boats next to each other. So the halacha is you cannot carry from one to the other unless they are tied, Elim Kane him Gvom and Amaim Yud, or if they're 10 above the water. And he says, they'll need a Ruvei Chatzeris if they belong to different people. Now, what's this all about? The problem is that if you have two boats over here, we're always afraid that it's going to fall, something's going to drop into the Carmelis. Something's going to drop into the water. So if they're tied, then there is no such shash. When they're tied, they have to be tied next to each other. And they're not going to move. So the halacha is that what happens if they're far apart? So there it's going to be us, or even if it belongs to one person. Whereas if they're next to each other and tied, then if it belongs to two people, you need an eruv, and one, of course, you don't. How far can you not have between them? Four tvachim. Now, what happens if they are 10 tvachim high, but they're not tied together? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Beis Meir, who says that even if they're ma'ariv, it doesn't help you. In such a case, Chazal would have asked even though they were ma'ariv. What happens if you have two boats that were tied together and they get untied on Shabbos? So there's a machlokas rishonim if the heter of the beginning of Shabbos remains throughout the entire Shabbos.